306 Kate Radio Afternoons with Aaron. And each week after we announce our Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week, we get a chance to get them on the air and talk to our Athlete of the Week. And this week, we knew this milestone would probably be hit sometime during the week that is going on right now. And we were hoping it was going to hit last night, and it did. So we announced last Friday that Taya Jeffrey, Albert Lee Sr., is our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. I know she had a long night, a lot of emotion out there at the high school, but Taya, nice enough to join us this afternoon. And Taya, congratulations on the milestone. Congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. How are you feeling this afternoon? Again, a lot of emotion. I'm sure you're glad that it's over, hitting that milestone. Less than 24 hours later, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Tired, but and a lot of emotions went into it, but I'm feeling good. Lots of support from the community, teammates, friends and family over the past 24 hours. So it's been an overwhelming 24 hours, but nonetheless it's been great.
Now, Taya, we're going to take a step back and let's talk about how old were you when you first started playing basketball, and was there someone particular that got you in the playing basketball?
You know, I think I was probably 5 or 6, maybe, but my parents put me into the YMCA basketball, and I think it just took off from there.
And obviously, your love of the game has helped you become the player that you are today. I know what Tom Jones mentioned on the broadcast last night that you're a gym rat. If you're not in school, are you in the gym shooting hoops?
Totally, it's my second home. if I can, I'm always looking to shoot hoops or better myself working out or lifting weights. So yeah, I love the gym. I love basketball. Something about it just makes me pretty happy. So that's where I like to spend a lot of my time.
Taya Jeffrey, again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Nice enough to join us on a very short notice this afternoon here on Kent Radio. And Taya, you know, you mentioned it started at the YMCA, and then you moved up the levels. Besides playing basketball here in Albert Lee, are there other organizations that have you been a part of over the years?
Yeah, you know, the year after 7th grade basketball, I decided that spring and summer I was going to try AAU, which is club ball, particularly for people who are more committed to the sport. So I decided to give that a try because I was feeling like basketball was kind of my thing and I wanted to put some more time into it. So I started summer after 7th grade and I've been playing ever since. Just finished up my last kind of season, if you'd call it that, this past summer. So from probably about March to end of July every year is when I play AAU, and that's with other girls from here around southern Minnesota.
So March to July. So when the high school season ends, you are far from being done playing basketball. Where is AAU taking you? Is most of the games or tournaments in the state of Minnesota, or is it taking you out of state at all?
So we average anywhere from probably 8 to 11 tournaments over the spring and summer, and majority of them are here in Minnesota and Minneapolis up in the cities. But we do travel to a few national tournaments, Iowa, Chicago, things like that.
Tanya Jeffrey again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. We'll get to the milestone coming up in just a moment. Jamestown, North Dakota. You're going to be a Jimmy next year after you graduate. Talk about the process of choosing a college. Obviously, you wanted to play basketball somewhere at the next level. Talk about how that process went. Talk about why you chose a Jamestown, and if there was some other schools that were looking at you or vice versa that you were looking at as well.
Yeah, you know, the whole process was kind of a whirlwind, and it went by a lot faster than I expected. With COVID, it altered a lot of possibilities and opportunities, but I probably started looking into colleges after my sophomore year, and I was getting some contact from Division III, and then I started getting some more from Division II in my junior year, a few Division II schools from in the NSIC conference. But I, after a lot of thought process and my thoughts, I decided that it'd be better to look into NAIA, and I chose NAIA because I could get an athletic scholarship,
okay,
as well as academic. Whereas there were multiple D3 schools that I could have gone to, but I liked that at the NAIA level and at Jamestown, they were able to award me with an athletic scholarship to play basketball there. And I'm looking forward to the education that I'll get at Jamestown, along with playing with a pretty cool program.
Now, I have not looked it up on a map. How far are your mom and dad going to have to travel to watch you play basketball after high school?
It is a bit of a drive, approximately 6 hours from home.
Okay.
Kind of right in the dead center of North Dakota.
Now, whose record you broke last night, Bryn Woodside, she also went to a Jamestown for college. Did you talk to her at all about the college?
I didn't talk too much with her about the college. I think she played under a different coaching staff, so
okay,
we weren't able to make too many connections there. But when she found out that I was looking there and I was interested in there, we kind of had a few conversations here and there about her experience and what it was like for her.
Very cool. Again, Taya Jeffrey, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And before we let you go, let's talk about last night, the milestone moment. And first of all, how many friends and family members did you have in the stands last night? Because you had such a huge cheering section. Did you feel any additional pressure or nerves when you were warming up last night?
For sure. Yeah, I had some immediate family there and probably all the family that could or were able to attend, but I know a lot of them were live streaming that weren't able to make it. And I definitely had a lot of friends and support there from students here at Albert Lee High School, and it was just awesome. Definitely a lot of pressure felt from after Saturday when I finally kind of calculated the numbers and figured out that 16 was that number. So I kind of started building up some pressure within myself and just with a lot of people telling me good luck and you can do it or I'll be there. That added on to some of the stress, but nonetheless, I kind of just trusted the process, and whenever it came, you know, I was just gonna be happy. So
yeah, you had 23 points against Worthington on Saturday. That cut it down to 16. I know Tom Jones asked you this question after the game last night, and you talk about it again. You said not too often have you seen a box and one thrown against you, but Winona, they knew coming in what was at stake and what you were trying to hit, and you got to give the Windhawks credit. They did everything they could to try to slow you down last night.
For sure, they did, yeah. I haven't seen too many box and ones over my career, surprisingly, maybe. But kind of expected it last night.
Taya Jeffrey, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And I'm sure you've been asked this question many, many times, but you get fouled. The basket goes in. You tie Bryn Woodside's record. You go to the free throw line. You knock down the free throw. What is the first emotion that's going through your mind at that point?
Pretty much the first thing I thought of was, I did it. It's done. There was a lot of pressure, and it was just that one point. So that one stop time in the game where you shoot a free throw, and it's basically a free shot. And if it goes in, yay. So I was kind of feeling pressured there, but when it went in, I was just like, I did it. I can take a deep breath and relax and just enjoy the rest of the game knowing that I hit this milestone and hit it at home in front of a lot of friends and family and other supporters from the community.
Have you ever taken so many pictures as you probably took last night? You probably took 100 of them, don't you think?
Yeah, I think I definitely took a lot. Probably haven't taken as much in the past, for sure. 1,000 points, took a lot of pictures there, but I think what made last night so special was, you know, I did it at a home game, and more people were able to come and support. And so just got a lot more pictures in with people that came who probably wouldn't have if it was made at an away game.
Tanya Jeffrey again. She is now Albert Lee's all-time leading scorer in girls basketball, passing a Bryn Woodside last night with 16 points, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And I know you love basketball, but Tanya, before I let you go, besides basketball, what other activities or things do you like to do in your free time?
Depending on the season of weather outside, I like to work out, lift some weights. I've started hanging out with friends a lot more as I've gotten older and through high school. If we're talking summertime, I really like to travel. I'm not playing basketball. I like to be on the lake, just outside being active. I'm a really active person, so I love the sunshine. So I'm always on my feet doing something.
And Taya, mention who your parents are and if you have any siblings.
My mom is Lori Coughlin and my dad's Max Jeffrey. And I have one brother, his name's Reese, and he is a freshman here at the high school.
Now I saw when you hit the moment to break the record, you gave like the heart symbol towards the crowd. Was that towards your mom?
Yeah. I was trying to find my mom and dad in the crowd and I found my dad right away because he sits in the same spot every time. And I found my grandparents who they would drop anything and everything to be there for me every game. Found them, and I was trying to look around frantically to find my mom. I couldn't find her. And so I had a bunch of people pointing in one direction. So I turned my head, and there she was up there. So it was kind of just a in-the-moment kind of thank you for everything. I would never be here if it weren't for them. So it was kind of just my quick little love you, thank you for everything in the moment type.
Absolutely awesome moment at the high school last night. I'll let you go because I know you got practice. You guys got a game coming up at Red Wing coming up on Friday. Taya Jeffrey, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Taya, thank you so much for the time. And again, congratulations on hitting the huge milestone last night.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.